Great. We have two more stories tonight. The first one is from a good friend of mine that I met through Nerdalogs. He is a wonderful person and a wonderful artist, Kevin Budnick.
Yeah! I'm going to read a letter. It's made of paper. So. I'm writing this while standing in line for the Pitchfork Music Festival. It's a breezy, sunny day, and I'm surrounded by people in plaid, flower dresses, and boat shoes. All around me are cries of, ice cold water, $1. I think someone was handing out free ice cream. A lot of people have ice cream. I really enjoyed your letter and have framed the tiny drawing of you, parenthetical question mark. I pinned the drawing of Clark to my wall because I didn't have a frame to fit it. Clark is my friend Hallie's cat. In response to your question, today was / is pretty great. I got some new shoes the other day, and though today might be a bad day to break them in, parenthetical, a lot of walking / standing, I'm pretty happy with them. I think a new pair of shoes can change your lease on life. Here's a fun fact about me. I keep a penny in my left shoe, for luck. I can feel it under my toe. I'm hyper aware of it for having new shoes. I really like going on walks, too. On my days off, I tend to walk up and down my street a couple times, just so I feel like I'm doing something. I haven't seen a movie in a while, not since Grand Budapest Hotel, which I really liked. Super good at writing letters. Walking is one of a few compulsions that I picked up last time I was unemployed. See, I was very lonely and very nervous all the time. I start doing things like counting my steps and counting the number of times I opened the cinnamon for my oatmeal and counting cabinet doors and light switches. I'm glad I still walk, but thankfully some of those others have quieted down. Here is my least favorite view in response to your other question. There's an intersection here in Chicago that I pass on my bike a lot. Damon, Irving, and Lincoln. A rare three-way here, but the reason I hate it is the feeling I get as I approach it. On the right going south is a Starbucks, kitty corner to some kind of bank and another kind of bank. Ahead is a kitchen and bath showroom, which to me seems like a sad thing. I can't explain why. I drew a map. That's the intersection. I'll pass it around. Please note the coffee cup next to the frowny face. This is an actual letter that I'm sending to a friend of mine. We've started corresponding, like, with snail mail, as it would be called. My favorite view, as opposed to my least favorite view, is the view of Chicago just a little further south on Damon. As you cross a tall bridge, it's unique to see downtown from the west side of the city. So much of Chicago is north to south, but you can see all of it from the west side. You mentioned the thought that something incomplete could be thought of as perfect, and I love that. Just like getting through a depressing part of the city to see something beautiful, or the idea that we as people are never complete, or that the stories we're trying to tell are never finished. But the process of getting there is what's really enjoyable. I recommend, spelled incorrectly, a part-time job, if only for human interaction. I recently quit one of my two jobs, parenthetical, the worst one, in coffee, and I'm slightly worried that those rituals and compulsions will come back. But I have people who I've learned will support me if I falter. This isn't an embarrassing story like you asked to hear, but maybe in my next letter I'll share one. Anyway, I was riding my bike with a friend the other night. She was blowing me away, pedaling past me. She has a faster bike, and this means nothing if not for the fact that 1 year ago, when I was going through a lot, and she and I were riding together, and I was faster, furiously pedaling, definitely spelled incorrectly, to get to the next destination. So quitting my job doesn't seem so scary. It's been 1 year, and I've learned to take things in stride. And I'm thinking about my lucky shoe penny. At least, I have that if things go bad. Talk to you soon. Also, maybe see you in November. I'm likely visiting Brooklyn. Kevin. P.S. A good book, Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. I'm reading it right now, and it's great. Lots of 80s movies and TV references, as well as old video game feeling mashed up with like a George Orwell future. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin.
Beautifully speaking to the power of analog communication.